You shall be paid corresponding to Bavli Zrochim Daf Chof Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Judada Madalef at the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Mabonet Hatru Shebin Hazethim. Beis Jamai Oimim Peya Mikol Echad Ve'echad. Beis El Oimim Me'achas Alako. Patches of grains are growing between olive trees. Beis Jamai say that he gives Peya for each patch separately. And Beis Hillel say he gives Peya once for all of them. Both agree that if the ends of the rows border one another, he gives one pair for all of them. If a person made a speckled arrangement, manama means he made a speckled arrangement in the field by harvesting parts and leaving parts, and he left behind some moist stalks. Rabbi Kiva says he gives pair for each part, means the moist and the dry separately. Chacham say he gives one pair for all of it, both the moist and the dry. Chacham agreed to Rabbi Kiva that if he planted dill or mustard seeds in three places, he gives pear for each one separately. And the Gemara says, Anan taninan shall ben azesim, betanai de beis rebi shall ben eilonos. The Gemara says, our text says in the Mishnah, patches of grains that are growing between olive trees, and the Vaisa Rebbe says, patches of grains that are growing between trees. Masnisen socha le de beis rebi, de beis rebi socha le masnisen. Ilu tanina masnisen velo tani de beis rebi, havinan amrin le amanu ele ben ele shall ben hazisim, doroshu chayev bepeya, or doroshu potter, peya, af beshame moidim shu noisen peya achas ala kol, havi socha le de beis rebi. The mission needs the Brisa, and the Brisa needs the Mishnah. With only the Mishnah, I would think that they only said between olive trees, which is something that's obligated in peya, but as for something exempt from peya, even Beis Shammai agreed that he gives one pair for all, and therefore the Baisa was needed. Oy ilu taned le de Beis Rebbe, v'lo tanin le masnisen, havinan amrin, v'yamanu ele shebena ilonos, davashu pitur peya, avadoshu chayav peya, af bisil moidim, shu noisen peya mikol achas v'achas, havisucha le masnisen v'sucha le de Beis Rebbe. And if we only had the Baisa, I would think that they only said between the trees as referring to something that is exempt from peah, but something that is obligated in peah. Even Beis Hillel agreed that he gives peah for each one, and therefore the Mishnah was needed, and the Baisa was also needed. Manan kaimin, im b'morvachim, af b'shamei moidim, shu noisim peah achas al hakol. Im b'rutzufim, af Beis Hillel moidim, shu noisim peah mikol achas v'achas. So what's the case? If the trees are planted more widely than 10 in a Beisar, even Beis Shammai agree that the trees don't divide, and he gives one pair for all of it. And if they're densely planted, then even Beis Hillel agree that he gives pair for each part of the field. Elkeinan kaimen benatuim mata la ese le beisar Beis Shammai ovdei lahon kurtzufin Beis Hillel ovdei lahon kemuvachim. Rather, the case is there are 10 trees planted in a beisar. Beis Shammai view them as densely planted, and Beis Hillel view them as sparsely planted. My time in the Beis Shammai, she'ein derech b'nei adam liyos machnisim zo'im ben ha'ilonos. What's the reasoning of Beis Shammai? People don't plant seeds between trees as the shade is bad for their growth, so you must have planted the trees to divide. Asi de Beis Shammai ku b'yosi, k'ma de b'yosi oma ein derech b'nei adam liyos machnisim betzalim ben ha'yerek, ken Beis Shammai imim ein derech b'nei adam liyos machnisim zo'im ben ha'ilonos. Beis Shammai follow a similar reasoning to Rabbi Yossi, who said that people don't insert onions between their vegetables, as we have later in Halacha Gimel, that Rabbi Yossi says that one who plants onions between his vegetable patches should give peah for each patch of onion separately. Mistava Beis Shammai yodil Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi lo yodil Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai yodil Rabbi Yossi she'ein derech b'nei adam liyos machnisim b'tzalem b'nei yerek. The Gemara rejects this, and it says, in fact, it's logical to say that Beis Shammai agree with Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi do not agree with Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai would agree that people do not plant onions between their vegetables, but Rabbi Yossi would not agree with Beis Shammai, as people do plant seeds between their trees. Hayasham ilan kamin dehu gader, should say. The question is, what if there was only one tree there, but its branches were interlinked like a fence? Does it divide? And the second question is, when the Mishnah taught that if the ends of the rows border one another, they're not divided, and he gives one pair for all of them, was it discussing when one end borders or when both ends border? And the third question is, must they border at a width of three furrows or even any amount? And these three questions remain unanswered. Hamaname The Mishnah taught that there was a dispute between the Tanoim when a person made a spotted arrangement, now the which is the word maname that's used there. The word maname comes from the word namer, meaning a leopard. Here also the crops ripened quicker in the more fertile areas of the field, and they were cut first, creating a spotted appearance to the field. Now when the Chacham said that he gives one payer for the entire field, it's when the edges are dry and the middle is moist. But if it was dry in the middle and moist on the edges, they agree to Rabbi Akiva that he gives payer for each part separately. Now, Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, both said that Rabbi Meir follows the opinion of his teacher, Rabbi Akiva. Just as Rabbi Akiva said that moist and dry are considered two species, so too Rabbi Meir said this. Ami chevaya koim Rabbi Yosi velameli kubi kiva afilu kubabonon the taninan tamon hamachlik b'tzalem l'shuk amakayim yaveishim l'goyin. The question of the chevaya asked Rabbi Yosi is why did they say the Rabbi Meir follows the view of Rabbi Kiva? The Chacham also follow him, as the next Mishnah says, if one separates out moist onions for the market and leaves the dry ones for storage, he gives pair for each one separately. And Rabbi Yosi shaminan shuk v'goyin shnei minim heim. Rabbi Yosi answers, that's not correct. The real reasoning of the Chachamim is that since part will be sold in the market and part will be stored away, that's why they're considered two species. And the Gemara asks, Lach v'yavish shnei minim heim, chatzi lach v'chatzi yavish af Rabbi Kiva moida. Does this show that moist and dry are two species? If half is moist and half is dry, even Rabbi Kiva agrees, as he didn't say one who harvests dry and leaves moist, he said one who made a spotted arrangement in his field, which would imply that if he had cut both moist and dry together, even Rabbi Kiva agrees that he gives one pair for everything. Now the end of the Mishnah taught that the Chacham agree to Rabbi Akiva that if he planted dill or mustard seeds in three places, he gives payah for each one separately, and it means that he planted dill in three places or mustard in three places. Shmuel says that why do the Chacham agree to Rabbi Akiva? It's because they don't all ripen at the same time. Rabbi Yochanan, in Pnei Shadarchem Lezoah, Arugois, Rabbi Yochanan explains that because they are species that are usually planted in separate patches. Adaita de Shmuel, Mafrish Mikol Kelach Vakelach, Adaita de Rabbi Yochanan, Mafrish Mikol Aruga Vaaruga. According to Shmuel, he must give payah for each stalk separately, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, he must give for each patch.